makes a move at midnight. She got the magic touch. That little girl is dangerous, just a bit too much. In the midnight hour, about the stroke of 12, she be stepping out. You're gonna raise some hell. And it's a moon. She's holding that wild card. Gotta make her move. She'll make your life so hard. High heel sneakers, a head to toe face. Such a dangerous body with the little girl's face. A little Miss Dangerous, little Miss Dangerous to me. She's my little Miss Dangerous, looks so dangerous tonight. Oh yes she is. Trouble, looking for sense. Walking on the wild side, she's so complex. She's on fire, fire. The heat is coming on. The girl's on fire, fire. She burned all night long. High heel sneakers, a head to toe in lace. Such a dangerous body with a little girl's face.
Bienvenue dans mon cœur brisé. the stairways up to La Butte can make the wretched sigh, while windmill wings of the moulin shelter you. Ma petite mendigote, je sens ta menotte qui cherche ma mère. Je sens ta poitrine et ta taille fine, j'oublie mon chagrin. Je sens sous tes lèvres une odeur de fièvre, de gosse mal nourri. Et sous ta caresse, je sens une ivresse qui m'anéantit. The stairways up to La Butte can make the wretched sigh, while windmill wings of the moulin shelter you. Voilà qu'elle trotte, la lune qui flotte, la princesse aussi. La 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 la. Mes rêves épanouis. Les escaliers de la butte sont durs.
Just the two of me, alone at last together. We've got the luck so far. We are my lucky stars, 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 stars. In the heart of me, I love every part of me. All I can see in me is danger and ecstasy. One thing there couldn't be is any more me in me.
This is the me of me.
In a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we should like to take you to Piper's Pit. Before we do, we'd like to remind you that the views expressed in Piper's Pit, those of Mr. Piper alone, and those of his guests, and not necessarily those of us here on the World Wrestling Federation Network. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to Piper's Pit.
I'm having such a good time this week. All kinds of things are going along. I got this fella here, Terry Daniels. What a snazzy young fella. A nice-looking, snazzy uniform. I got to ask you something. Got to ask you something right off the top of my head. First of all, Terry, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I want to ask you. I see all kinds of movies. I see all kinds of movies where the drill instructor, he's got a... First of all, let me introduce this fella. His name is Terry Daniels. He's from the Forces now, member of a slaughter of a Cobra Corps. And I've seen these movies. Now, just a second. Listen to this. I've seen these movies where these drill instructors, they come down and they start like, can you hear me? G.I. Joe, fighting. You wouldn't, after saying G.I. Joe and can you hear me and all that other stuff, I see it in the movies. We got you here in person. You can't tell me sincerely that you're going to stand there and let some geek like that yell in your face, say all this stuff, and not do anything. Surely it's just in the movies, honey.
Yes, sir. It's called mental discipline.
Wait a second. Are you telling me yes, they do this to you, or no, they don't? It's only in the movies.
No, sir. They do it. It's called mental discipline.
Do you have a mental problem? Why?
The reason for this is it gives you self-dedication. It helps you prepare for this. If you can handle the yelling and everything, then you can handle anything.
Wait, just a second. This guy, you were trying to tell me if I was a drill instructor, I can get up on you and say all kinds of nasty things about your sister, and you're just going to stand there and take it without any repercussion. Me, myself, I haven't done anything anybody's told me my whole life. I didn't bother going in the armed forces like the Marines because, first of all, they couldn't handle someone. Do you think they could handle someone like myself in the Marines?
Yes.
Do you think... Hey, it's good. Hey, it's opinion. At least you're being honest. What I'm saying to you is you get a guy like Sergeant Slaughter, the drill instructor. Now, just a second. There's a whole bunch of Iranians out there, and they all got rifles shooting at you, and you're hiding under the table. He says, get up, you nothing, and go fight them, and you're going to get shot for sure. Are you going to go?
Yes, sir.
You're nuts.
Just a minute, Mr. Piper. The man, he's got pride. He's an American. He loves what he does. That's just it. If he tells me to do that, I'm going to do it because I'm an American. I love my country, and I'll do whatever it takes to fight for it. That's just it. I'm a Marine. I'm proud to be a Marine, and I'm proud to become a member of the elite force of the Cobra Corps. Thank you, sir.
The Cobra Corps? The Cobra Corps is a bunch of brownies that can't find the campfire. Get off the air. Get the hook out. I'm the boss. Take them off the air, man.
Oh, my goodness. Back up to action now in the ring.
Talking about stealing the show, no one knows. Mr. Hyder, better take the call.
All right.
Bennett, I thought you were...
Dead? You thought wrong. Ever since you had me thrown out of your unit, I've waited to pay you back.
Do you know what today is, Matrix?
Payday.
Love began to
this I'm saying, you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
Something?
Oh, yes. I'm here about the ad in the paper. Salesman wanted. Must have sense of humor. Are you the owner of the shop, sir?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, there you are. Damn. Look at there. contacts again. You see that? Oh. See, I'm looking for a Mr. David Lyons.
I'm David Lyons.
Pleased to meet you, David. Oh, I'm sorry. I read your ad in the paper about the Ivy League type, tall, dark, handsome. 3 out of 4 ain't bad, right? As you can see, I'm kind of nervous. Really want the job. But I am a damn good salesman.
I'm David Lyons. What can I do for you?
Uh-oh. Ooh. What are we caught in a time warp here or something? Twilight Zone, maybe? Doo-doo-doo-doo. Any Martians here want to speak to Mr. David Lyons? You're a funny guy. And I really like that ad you put in the paper. Must have a sense of humor. Not many people would do that, but you did. I'm your guy. If you want me, here I am.
Would you tell me what you want?
$350.
What are you talking about?
$300, but that's it.
Are you talking to me?
$225. Listen, man, $225 a week. All right, $200. I can't live on less than that.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, you prick. What do you say?
Why don't you look me in the eye and say that?
I would if I could, but I can't. I'm blind.
You're blind?
Yes, I'm blind. How can I have the job?
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Now you know. Can I get the job?
You're really blind?
Yes, I'm really blind, man. What are you, fucking deaf?
Yes, I'm fucking deaf.
Deaf?
Yes, I'm deaf.
You really deaf?
I'm really deaf.
How do you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm reading your lips. Now, do you want the job or don't you?
Because I'm blind? Hey, shove it up your ass, pal. I don't want no favors from no deaf ass.
Then go home. Get out of here. Give me some peace of mind. To hell with blind people. Just turn around and walk out.
That's better. Now, I believe we agreed on 300.
300 what? What are we talking about?
Just a minute. Hold everything. Stop the music. Do you like Harvey Wallbangers?
Harvey who?
Wallbangers, a friend of mine. I'll introduce you to it later. It's because tonight, my friend, we celebrate.
I met a little girl and I settled down in a little house out on the edge of town. We got married and swore we'd never part, then little by little we drifted from each other's hearts. First I thought was just restlessness that would fade as time went by and our love grew deep. In the end it was something more, I guess, that tore us apart and made us weep. I'm driving a stolen car down on Eldridge Avenue. Each night I wait to get caught, but I never do. She asked if I remember the letters I wrote when I
thank you. till she's here. Please don't come near, just stay away. I let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
What's really funny is the fucking bank job away in Sea Caucus, I'm in the middle of the fucking weeds, laying down. He comes over, he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm resting. Here, you're resting. At a fucking beach in a park. I said, I'm resting. I know I'm resting, I'm resting. They pull me in, they start giving me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, oh, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual, zero, nothing. I tell you, the fuck. He says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go fuck your mother. Bing, pow. You saw the paper, Anthony. My head was up like this. So now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big prick again. He says, oh, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go fuck your mother. I thought he was going to shit. Pow, Bing, oh, the fuck is... Gee, I wish I was big just once.
You're a big cop. Really funny. Really funny.
What do you mean, I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What?
It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Yeah, Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
Right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, let me understand this, because I, you know, maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh, I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just, you know how you tell a story, what?
No, I don't know, you said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the fuck out of here, Tommy.
You motherfucker. I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick yet? Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is it with you? I thought I was getting pinched over here. He's hanging on my fucking neck like a vulture. Like impending danger. What do you want?
This guy's worried about it. He didn't want to come over and get the check. You know,
wait,
you could take care of this shit.
Yeah, it's no problem. Tell him to put it on my tab. Of course.
That's what I want to talk to you about. You know, if it ain't just this here, it's seven fucking big ones here. Seven fucking G's you owe me. $7,000, I mean, ain't peanuts. I don't mean to be out of order, nothing.
You don't mean to be out of order? Jeez, it's good you don't mean to be out of order, Sonny. You call embarrassing me in front of my friends, don't know, like calling me a fucking deadbeat, you know? You know, Sonny, you're a real fucking mutt. You know the money we spend on this fucking...
Come on, don't be like that.
What do you mean, don't be like that? Look at this prick. You think this is funny, huh? He's having... What the fuck are you looking at? You're a fucking... You're a fucking moron. You don't want to bring the check, you fucking... You believe this prick? Fucking guy. You're supposed to be doing this stuff too, you know?
You're a funny guy.
That's it, Henry.
Come on.
Hey, you want to laugh? This prick last week asked me to christen his kid. Yeah, all right, for $7,000, I charge for christening.
Governor Jerry Brown.
natural. You were drawn for the masquerades and always with a happy face. Close your eyes, can't happen here. A big for one white horse is dear. The hippies won't come back, you say. Mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, over Alice. California, police. They have come for your uncool niece. Come quietly to the town. You're the nice as a drawstring lamb. Don't you worry, it's only a shower. For your clothes is a pretty flower. Die on organic poison gas. Something's already that. You will float, you will run.
Suppose what your faith has said was essentially correct. Suppose there is a universe of mind controlling everything, a God willing the behavior of every subatomic particle. Now, every particle has an antiparticle, its mirror image, its negative side. Maybe this universal mind resides in the mirror image instead of in our universe as we want it to believe. Maybe he's anti-God, bringing darkness instead of light.
Why weren't we told the truth?
Without the technology to confirm, it would have been another legend.
But he was our prisoner, not yours.
We had a responsibility to warn the rest of the world. Only the corrupt are listened to now. And they tell us what we want to hear. We believe it to be divine light. Just got colder in here. Suddenly, as if something moved through the room.
See my baby when I leave. lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick. Can't think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after sometimes you picture me. I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me. I can't hear what you said. When you said, go slow, I fall behind. A second hand unwife.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me time after time. If you fall, I will catch you.
You will.